The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yes!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Thursday morning, 9 a.m., and you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza with a weird shadow across the field today. Looks a little different. You're looking live, Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at Star Frisco, Texas, where it is 60 degrees, feels like 58. The high today is 63. The low tonight is 55.
A little chilly is out there. And that is Shannon. He is Kurt. He is Kurt. That's Chris in the back keeping us up and running. We are out of Big Fella. We'll tell you why Big Fella is down and we'll be down for man, to why he'll be down. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel us
when we speak.
How you fellas doing? Good.
Good, man.
Yeah. We haven't done mentals and dentals in a while. How are yours?
Mentals are good.
Yes.
I got a call the other day. I need to come in and get my cleaning. Hey. So dental's about to be even better. Mm-hmm. So I need to set that up. You know, new year starts and all the insurance starts back over. You got to pay the deductibles again. So I get back in there and get things right. But mentals are good. Mentals are really good. And
good.
Yeah.
How about you, Kurt?
Good. I'm supposed to go in for a cleaning too. Although I think I got to reschedule. But
let's go.
Good.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Everybody's getting the dentals going okay. Right. Yeah. Mentals, I think, are okay.
You think?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me. Let's talk about it. Let's have a little sesh.
We're in the middle of a big deadline this week. So it's kind of hectic.
A little hectic, stressed out a little bit. I'll tell you who else is stressed out. How you doing, by the way, Chris?
I'm doing good.
You good?
Kids back in school?
Yes, they are back in school.
Doing better this week than it was last. That's funny.
I just scheduled a doctor's appointment, so.
Nice.
When's yours, Shannon?
Oh, yeah. Let's not
forget physical.
About that. Physical.
I'm getting a physical on Monday.
I got to do that. I got to go back to the dentist for my follow-up to make sure everything's good. And then once I get that, then I'll work on the.
Do I need to make you an appointment while I'm over there?
I need a doctor.
So I got one right across the street.
Do you like them?
My wife goes to them, and she loves them, and I've heard great things about them, so from other people than my wife.
Well, let me know.
Does he have big hands?
I was going to say, does he have soft hands? Let me know, and then I'll decide if I'm going there or not. So let me know your follow-up. When are you going? Next week?
Monday. You want to go?
Not with
together.
You.
Oh, that'd be fun.
What, one in each hand?
A tag team.
Just dangling
that
one
is amazing.
Hand.
Imagine you walk in like, yeah, I'll just
put my buddy with me. This is my buddy.
We're gonna split
you
the cost.
You have a support puppy, you know. Some people, I got a support guy.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, not really.
Just put my buddy with me.
Let me know how it goes next week, and
I will.
Because I do need one. I need to find one. Let's see if he's in my network, which I'm
You can walk to him. I guess you can walk over there, but yeah.
All right. Well, fellas, it was a sad, sad day Saturday. There's only two. Now there are only two left of the old regime. Tyron was one of the OGs, I guess you could say, of the last link of the old.
Yeah, he was the oldest, right?
He was oldest.
Yeah.
So now you got basically you have D-Law and Zach that are the only links to, I guess, the Romo, Witten, Dez era, right? Yeah. So, I didn't want to see him go after he had a good year last year, right? And he was somewhat healthy.
Yeah.
You didn't want to see him go, but you also didn't want to see them pay the price that he got and went. So, I'm kind of torn.
So, the price, right? Like, we hear the $20 million.
Yeah.
But it's really basically, like, it's 6.5.
Right.
Million
with escalators, yeah.
But
sounded like we have 6.5 million with some pretty easy bonuses that would push it up to 12,
yeah. Playing time bonuses, you know, stuff like that. But personally, Mm-hmm. Like, because I like Tyron. I was a teammate of Tyron's. He was a teammate. I'm older, so he was a teammate of mine. I'm older. I was there first. I was actually there first.
Seniority.
Yeah. But, like, if you know Tyron personally, you understand, like, the loss, right? He's a good dude. Doesn't say much, like, mm-hmm. around media type stuff. But if you get mm-hmm. Tyron, mm-hmm. you know, kind of in his own world, you get a different Tyron. So, like, I've known him for years. So you hate to see the person leave. But I'm not upset at the player. And I know that he had a decent year last year. But at some point in time, like, this thing is going to fully break down. And, like, we can keep flirting around with the, four games, five games. And, like, eventually it's going to cost you more than you're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you start looking at the overall, I text you guys something like a week or so ago. I was like, I'm not ready quite to say it publicly just yet. But you start looking around and you start seeing what's happening here. Like, Tyron leaving is also beneficial for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because this team.
You going to say it? You going to say it?
What is he gonna do
you don't it? Think they're going to be very good this year, do you?
This team is taking on a look of a team that's not going to be very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense of we're going to find ourselves. You know, like there won't be Super Bowl talks. There mm-hmm. won't be. Because currently, you haven't, in what you've done so far in free agency, you haven't even done enough to replace the guys that you lost.
Pull up, Kurt, yeah. real quick, pull up who's left while you're talking. Cause
left as far as?
Who did not re-sign.
Of our guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me finish my Tyron
thought. Yeah.
But for Tyron, I think it's you got to take the Bill Belichick approach. And for the Cowboys, the one – there's a lot of things wrong with how people view the Cowboys. But one thing I do think that the Cowboys do wrong at times is they hold on to their guys a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because the relationships or how they feel or whatever it is. I think they hold on to guys a tad bit too long. And it takes a lot to get Tyron to Sunday. Like, that's the part I think mm-hmm. people don't understand behind the scenes. Like, it takes a lot to get him to Sunday. And then you have to restart it again next week. And that takes a toll on everybody, the coaches, not only the coaches, but how they coach, the training staff, the workout staff. Like, it takes a lot of people because he's not practicing. He's right. basically yeah. not practicing. And you have to kind of do a round-the-clock treatment to get him to get
and there were
to Sunday.
And weren't there games where he was like game-time decision? So and, if yeah. you're the backup and you're his teammates, it's kind of like, I don't know what guy I'm playing with this
And you're week, coaching, right? right? Your coaching yeah. changes. Because I got plays that I feel confident with when I run it with Tyron, and I don't feel so confident when I run them with
right.
Austin Richards or TJ Batt, whoever is the backup guy that's in there. So even coaching kind of is a little bit more strenuous because you kind of got to put together a main plan and then a pseudo plan to that plan because if we don't have Tyron Smith, maybe I don't feel as comfortable calling as many seven-step dropbacks, yeah. you know, deeper passing plays because maybe we don't hold the edge good enough. All right, and these are the small little things that happen in the moments of the game is how confident do I feel running to this side again? And then if I don't feel confident, now I'm second-guessing my call. Because the best call might have been running it to the left, but I don't have Tyron. So maybe I might go to the right when I really should have ran to the left. But my confidence is not quite there with the guys that we have in those particular spots at that particular time. So it took a lot to get Tyron to Sunday. And, you know, great. If Tyron goes to the Jets look like they're putting a band together yeah. to make a one-year run, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and see if they can't do some things. And if he goes there and he does well, great. Fantastic. Tyron, you deserve it. 13 years you put into this league, man, you've been really good for a long time. You get a chance to go out, you know, on top.
Yeah. And you get to block for the Cowboy Killer.
I know. If you can't beat him, join him, right?
If he's, you know, if he's as healthy as he looks.
He's not running for vice president.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, I just heard about that. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, That's going to be interesting.
That's not true. Let me just say that.
Maybe he does both, because if you think about it.
Not to toot my own horn, but my brother is one of the senior advisors for Robert Kennedy.
Oh,
it's not happening.
Oh, really? Let's talk off air. That's really disappointing.
Shout out to my brother Jamel Holly. What's up, brother?
Because I was saying, you know what? Because he's probably not going to participate a lot in training camp anyway, so he could actually, you know, campaign and you know,
I can
and
you.
Both of those guys are little wacky.
Rob's a fan of Aaron, but I can tell you from. That's not happening.
There you go. You heard it here. Yeah. Hanging with the boys, your political talk of the week.
Last time we talked about politics.
Derek got a voicemail.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I still, the more I think about that, I think that was a bit.
There's been a couple times. I got an email about that too. And said the wrong thing.
You did?
Off the cuff.
You did? Mm-hmm. You got it. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we don't touch politics. No. You know, don't even talk
this
about
this isn't an endorsement for Robert Kennedy. My brother just happens to work for him.
So don't blow.
Don't come at me like, oh, you don't. No,
Derek up about, this is not a political show.
I do agree with you, though, on Tyron, though. I mean, it's probably time to move on.
And
the part of the work, like you said, one, he's a good dude. I know you got to know him pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you wish there was a little bit more of a backup plan in place. Maybe Richards is the guy, but.
So that's my point. And I love Tyron. Like, I hated to see him go. He was probably him and Tyrone Crawford are probably my two guys on the team.
Right.
And they're both kind of, you know, they weren't superstar. I mean, Tyron's a superstar, but, you know, offensive lineman.
They don't get that.
Doesn't talk, you know, unless you get him in private. And then, you know, like you said, he's a great human being. And, like, his story is incredible. And he's just a good person. So I hope he goes to the Jets and they do really well because he deserves it because he was a hell of a offensive lineman, came into the league so young. Like, I have pictures of him with hair. 20. That's how long ago he came in when he was at training camp. I remember when he would stay out on the field at training camp for like 30 minutes after everybody went in working with, was it Hudson Houck? Was that the line coach back then?
Yeah, I think
San Antonio was his first year. And he would stay out there and he'd work, and D-Ware would come out and work with him. Yeah,
no, it was so cool. Be epic matters. Like, we used to like kind of stop like,
yeah.
See what the young fella doing over there.
Yeah.
He would, sometimes he would get D-Ware. You'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay. Yeah. Next period. You'd be like, let's go.
And you know what? And I think that was the first time that started the trend of, because drafting offensive linemen was never sexy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was the first one that everybody was like, you know, it was like kind of an offensive lineman. Then you were like, then when you saw what he was turning into, and then when they drafted Travis and Zach, and it was like, okay, offensive lineman, that's kind of around here, that's a sexy pick because you saw what it turned into, right? So read off who we've lost, because I want to know what the hell, what is going to, like you said, read off just who's left.
Who's left?
No, who left the team.
Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz, Dante Fowler, and Noah
Igbinoghene.
They all went to Washington. Neville Gallimore signed with Miami. Tony Pollard with Tennessee. Tyron with New York. And someone we should talk about maybe here in a little bit. Jonathan Hankins went to Seattle.
Okay, so just read them off without the teams again. Okay, right. Imagine you go into a Sunday, okay, and you go, these guys
are out.
Just read Dorrance, not in the game this week.
Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz, Dante Fowler, Neville Gallimore, Jonathan Hankins, Noah Igbinoghene, and Tony Pollard.
And Tyron Smith. I don't feel good about that game.
The only player
that was consistently not in that one, we used to call him on our show, A to Z Sports, we'd call him Noah Igbinoghene. Inactive. He was never active. He was inactive all the time.
That's the only one that didn't really contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you told me
his first time out, he got a touchdown on a blocked field goal.
Yeah, that's true.
But after that, it was like.
I would not feel good playing anybody. Like, you could tell me you're playing Washington last year and these are your inactives, and I would be like, I don't feel good about going into this game. And you haven't signed anybody to replace those people that left.
No, not yet. Now you have re-signed Jordan Lewis. I guess he was a contributor. Mm-hmm. CJ Goodwin, you hope, can come back on special teams. Rico Dattle, maybe you're starting running back now. That's it. You got some guys still out there. Oh, you got your long snapper, of course, but
It's probably the most important piece. Him and Jordan Lewis.
yeah. And of the group remaining that's not signed, I guess Gilmore would be the one guy that you'd be like, yeah.
So. Well, honestly, I mean, signing back Jordan Lewis, that gives you your nickel now, your nickel slot. Mm-hmm. Deron Bland, what he did next year, you now kick him right. over, and you get Trayvon if he can stop impregnating people, you get him back.
That's another show.
Yeah, you get him back. So now you kind of now you go and get some depth in those spots. But like if Gilmore's willing to come back and be a backup,
yeah.
then cool. But I have my two starters and my nickel and those guys right there. You're good at safety. But yeah, man, I just this team is heading in a direction that doesn't look like it's going to be very competitive next year,
especially with that schedule.
And the O-line, like, I just want to know what they're going to do because you're, what, left tackle, center? You got Zach. You got Tyler, right?
Tyler, I think, is the only – well, Zach's sure thing, but he's father time.
He's getting up there. I think he missed a couple games this year with it, you know.
Tyler's probably the only one of that five. You're like
– And he's got a little bit of a holding problem. So do you put him out to tackle where he's working in even more space, or do you keep him at guard?
So here's my thing about that. My thing is when you start talking about quarterback play,
mm-hmm.
right, it's very difficult to help guards. I can help a tackle. I can roll away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I can put a tight end next to him. I can have a back chipping there. You know what I mean? My personnel – but if I'm soft in the middle, right? Like if I'm a little bit doughy in the middle, where now because I've kicked Tyler outside, and now I don't know what I have at center,
mm-hmm.
my left guard can be iffy. Well, now if I have consistent penetration in that A gap
mm-hmm.
to my left side from a quarterback perspective. That's more worrisome than me having pressure from the outside.
Yeah.
Because I have nowhere to step up. I can't drive the ball down the field. I can't deliver the ball in the spaces that I want to deliver it because the pressure is coming right towards me, right in my grill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand on business when it comes to this. Tyler's not moving. He's not going outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very difficult to shore up the center of your offensive line. Yeah. And again, your quarterback, while he's a decent athlete, I'm not saying Dak is like Dak's not Josh Allen as far as athletically. Dak is best when he's able to have a clean pocket in front of him. When Dak's able to step up in the pocket and drive the ball down the field, he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league. Where he gets a little bit off at times when that pressure is in his grill and he has to kind of, you know, work around things and he's trying to like jump throw and the ball is getting tips and he can't clearly read what's in front of him. Yeah. Right? Like he does well if he rolls out right or left, but when he gets a chance to stand in that pocket and he pat that thing and he's able to see what's happening in there, he's a really, really good quarterback. He's one of the best in the league. So you gotta want to secure that first and saying we can always do things until we find a mainstay there. That if we have to help, tight end help. I mean, hell, yeah. Luke Schoonmaker, go block, go be left tackle ish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Backs chipped that way. We semi roll the opposite way. Quick passes. There's things that can be implemented.
I'd want Tyler to stay put, even if Biotis was back. I mean, now you're throwing a new center in there as well. I mean, that's
so. Let's when we come back, let's talk about. Are you going to give your quarterback, what is it estimated at? How much a year?
60.
60 a mm-hmm. year with an offensive line that is going to have probably three new people starting? Like, let's talk about that. Like, is that where the road we're going down? Are you going to invest that much money in someone that could be running for their life all season, or are we not – renewing that thing? What do you want to get y'all's thoughts when we come back? And other things, we had another player that's no longer on this team that contributed and sadly was probably the right decision, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes when we come back on Hanging with the Boys because we're late. See you in a minute. Bye.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thanks, Blockchain.com. And our show is brought to you each and every day by Wingstop. Each and every time we do it, where flavor gets its wings.
Wings.
All right, back to football talk. Leighton Vander Esch announced over the weekend that he was retiring, which I think we all kind of had a heads up that that was coming.
Mm-hmm. And smart move.
Right decision, probably, with his neck issues. That's something you know, you don't mess around with a back and a neck. Mm-mm. You know, especially your neck. So what did he have? Six years with the team?
Yeah.
So drafted by the Cowboys. He was a lifelong Cowboy fan. And
three of those six, he had neck injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He had October 2016, November 2019, and then – this past October again.
I wish he could have stayed healthy.
Had another one in college.
He was a Pro Bowler, I think. Mm-hmm. Another two. No, what might have been, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing about – I love football. I do. And we were talking about some stuff before the show. But this is a 100% hurt business. It's not if, it's when. The great thing that you wish is that your hurt doesn't – take you so far away from a quality of life that there's no return. Mm-hmm. And the thing that people, I think sometimes from the outside, don't understand is that this is a game that doesn't love you back. It doesn't. And you, at times, you give this game more than you can afford to give. And it costs people. Now you make a great fortune, and you make great celebrity, and it's a great time. But in the grand scheme of it, like Leighton Vander Esch, however you feel about him, right? 6 years. That's a finite amount of time when you think about the grand scheme of I'm supposed to be here for 75, 80 plus. And 6 years of my life, I gave to this game that may ultimately impact me in a way down the line that my quality of life could be affected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And if you ask Leighton, and he even said it when he said my body wouldn't cooperate.
Right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And if you asked him again, hey, would you do it all again? 100%. He'll say, yeah, sure. 100% he'll say it again. But sometimes you have to give to this game more than you're willing to give and more than you even have to give.
Yeah.
And that is the long, you know, our brother,
mm-hmm.
right? He's out. Double knee replacement. Gave a lot to the game.
Yeah.
You see how Nate walks up and down this hallway? Gave a lot to this game.
Jesse's going to get arrested for HIPAA violations.
Well, he tweeted it
out.
He's
tweeting
it.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he already tweeted it out. So that's why
he tweeted?
Yeah.
Oh, he must be on drugs.
Yeah. Pictures and everything. The breakfast is good up there. Yeah.
Did you ever have a stinger or anything like that?
Yeah.
Do you know of any player that you played with at a professional level that did not have some kind of off-season surgery at some point?
Nope.
Like something just to clean up or where you had to go under?
Nope.
And most people have them after every season. You
not
do something.
One. Not one.
And you just don't hear about it, right?
Not one. We were just talking about it before. There's mornings I get up and I cannot twist the cap off the toothpaste.
Wow.
Because of my hands. Hmm. I've broken every finger. I've broken my hand. Every finger on my hand, a wrist, and there are times when I get up in the morning, and if you handed me this water bottle, I would struggle taking the top off this water bottle. There's times I get up in the morning, I have to sit on the side of the bed because my ankles are so stiff and jacked up that if I get up, I can't take my ankle won't bend enough to take the step without falling. So I got to, like, sit there for a little while and kind of, like, work them and get them to loosen up in the joints. There's things that – would I do it again? Sure. Sign me up all over again. Yeah. But that's the game.
Yep.
That is the game, and it sucks. It sucks. And for most of us, for every Aaron Donald after 10 years gets to walk away on his own accord, most of us, 90% of us, are pushed out.
Yeah.
We're pushed out. You're old, you're beat up, your body doesn't respond, you're not athletic anymore. Most of us get told you're done.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to cope with when you have to get up one day. And in Leighton's situation, you have to get up one day and make the toughest decision, one of the toughest decisions you've ever had to make, because all guys like Leighton have known is the game. And you have to say, I'm done, guys.
Yeah.
And there's no more training camp, no more OTAs, no more structure in your life. And you go, I'm 28 years old.
What am I going to do? I don't know anything else. Since I was this tall, I've had,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talked about mentals and dentals. Yeah. This is the mental part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
What do I do? And everybody doesn't have the gift to stand behind a mic or get in front of TV and stuff like that. Everybody doesn't have that gift. Everybody doesn't want to do that. Right? But that's the question. Yeah. You can say, well, he has a bunch of money, but you do not understand when a person's, like, even to this day, I'm 40 years old, I need structure.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my mental health being in a good place, structure. I need to know that I have to be somewhere, like, this is kind of veering off, but this is the mental part of the game. Part of the reason why I have dedicated myself again to working out and stuff like that, mentally, I am in a better space when I know I have to be somewhere and someone's waiting on me. Like there's an attachment there, because that's what I've always done.
Mm-hmm.
I've always done, hey, I know my workout is there. The trainer's waiting for me. Mm-hmm. The coach is waiting for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have too much freedom is when I'm at my worst. Too much freedom allows my mind to go places that it shouldn't go because my whole life has been built on structure. So I have to make sure that I kind of keep things in a structured form, because it gives me, it keeps my anxiety down. So guys, when they leave the game so abruptly, like there wasn't a plan. Leighton didn't have a plan.
Yeah.
There was no exit plan for him. Mm-hmm. It's ball till the wheels fall off. Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wheel fell off. There's no spare. There's no AAA. You're done.
Now
and
what?
So the now what?
Good thing about him though is he has, you know, he's got interests outside of football. You know, he's got the hunting thing. He's got the his dad's a guide and all that stuff. There's some guys that got nothing.
Right.
The only friends you have and family are in that locker room. And when you can't come back in the building anymore and you wake up one day and they're all at training camp and you're like, that's got to be like a lonely
feeling. That's the next phase, right? Because now you got to – because even having stuff doing that, again, the structure is I'm supposed to be there.
Right.
Boy, I wish I was there. Mm-hmm. I miss the smell of the grass. I miss the smell of the locker room. As foul of a stench that is at times, it's still a place of familiarity.
It's a safe place.
It's my safe haven.
Yeah.
And those guys get me. I get them.
You're protected. Right?
We're insulated in this thing.
You talk to the trainers. You talk to the equipment guys. Those are your family. That's your brothers and your cousins
literally.
And uncles. And
so – It sucks, but that's the reality of this game. You can't do it forever.
And speaking of reality of the game and not being able to do it forever, we have a special guest on the phone right now, a call-in guest, and we don't know what we're getting, folks, because he's been tweeting some wild stuff. We know he's getting fed good. Welcome to the show, our fourth member that's not here today, Mr. Nate Newton. How you doing, Nate?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I had a rough night. The numbing is a part of the anesthesia that they give you that numbs you. And for like 2 or 3 days, they give you this false sense of security. And like, it wore off on me last night, but it hit me like a ton of bricks. And so it's been a rough night, man. But I agree with what Jesse was saying, about it's that second stage of your life. And I've made a little film, to show people that second stage of life can be ugly, especially when you got to get 2 knee replacements or a hip replacement. The sacrifice we make for that money, if guys could just look into the future, I don't think some guys would do that. I'm laying here in pain, but that drive that always drove me, driving me now to get up and rehab and stuff like that. But Jeff, I've been listening to you, man. That's some good stuff, bro. That's some good stuff you laid down, man. And Shannon, Kurt, good to hear y'all voices, man. It makes me want to get on up and do what I got to do for the day,
Yeah. So question for you. Why did you do them both at the same time?
Okay. Everybody that did one knee told me, hey, man, I wish I'd have did both knees, because now I ain't going back to do the second knee. most people that did both knees say it was hell, but I'm glad I did both knees. I wouldn't want to go through this twice. And now doctors are getting the way they don't want to do double knees. Dr. Peterson, who's done a lot of the Cowboys' knees and stuff, he's one of the few doctors left around that'll do double knees. So I just needed to do it, man. About 6 months ago, I was in my yard and I was working hard and having fun, and all of a sudden my knees locked up. And I said, this is it. That day where, you're going to say, hey, this is it. And so I called Jim and Britt and all of those guys, Dr. Cooper, and they had me. And now 4 or 5 months later, I'm sitting in this room, man, listening to y'all guys do your deal. But I got to get up and go and get the rehab. That's what it's all about now.
How long are you going to be out? How long before you back on the show?
I think in a couple of weeks, man. I think a couple of 3 weeks. Because, like I say, I'm going to probably have a walker. If I get that soon, it has to be a walker. But if I do it the right way, probably be about a month. I should be able to walk on my own in about a month.
Yeah. So back to Jesse's question, you've had how many surgeries is this now that you've had total?
I had a right shoulder, a right elbow, both knees. I've had probably about 7 or 8 surgeries, not counting this one here, because you always do that touch-up work. Just to tell you, you're always doing clean-up work, where you chip some, they go in and touch you up, clean you up. So, I'm counting those little knick-knack, things like that, too. But I only had, like, three or four what you would call major deals. And, you know, another thing, and Jess, you can speak on this right here, is, well, we have to, like, now I'm a normal human. They're going to give me all the time I need to recover.
Yeah.
But with football, a lot of these surgeries that take guys 6-7 weeks, we be getting back in 2 and 3 weeks. Mm. You know, so now that I'm a normal human, it'll take me 6 to 8 weeks to get back strong. But just to tell you, you know, not the double knee replacement, but just to tell you, most surgeries, you know, that we have knees and all of that, we be back, like, still back. Gallimore, back. You know, just, I mean, Michael Gallup, excuse me. I guess the NFC is still wearing off of Michael Gallup. See how quick those guys got back? Normal people don't get back that quick.
Yeah.
Not running and jumping and catching and get beat up on. So, but fellas, I'm fading, and then y'all be good.
All right, brother.
See you.
Praying for you, man.
All right. Hey, Jess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be nice to Charles next week, Charles Hayden.
I was gonna tell the boys off the air, but I'll do my best.
All right, thank y'all, man. All love right. Y'all.
Get your feeling better, Nate. We love you, man.
See you, Nate.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
So we're gonna go to our last break. Before we do, here's how random Nate is. Like, he will share all of our business. Everything we say in private on the show,
yes.
And then he'll tell us a lot off mic, off camera, off the show. He'll share things.
Which, by the way, we do keep confidential. Thumbs up to Nate. Like, a lot of stuff that makes sense to us, we actually keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Him, not so much.
No, not so much. So don't enter the group chat unless you're willing for it to go public. But then he will do something like this that's like a monumental moment in his life. And we find out about it when everybody else does, but when it winds up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, we had no idea he was having double knee replacement.
Never mentioned it. Never talked about it. Never nothing.
Not once. So that's how random our co-host is over here. So, and we love him.
Yeah, we love him.
We find out when he's in Mexico, when he's in Mexico.
When he's in Mexico. Nate leaves the show at 10 o'clock. We get a text at 4:30. I'm in Bradenton, Florida. I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
Oh.
We thought he left.
Y'all guys be good, man.
All right.
Love you, Nate. All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about Dak. Are we going to re-sign him? Like, what are y'all's thoughts on
lost
this?
Hankins? That seemed like a no-brainer, but who knows?
He's gone. All right, we'll be right back. Hanging with the boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We are back for 2 minutes. Welcome back to the last segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day.
You have longer than 2 minutes, don't worry.
By Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. All right, so Hankins is gone. I think he's the one guy that we were like, this is the dude we probably need to hang on to on the defense, right?
That just seemed like an easy one. You know,
yeah.
You were gone. Past the first couple of days of the big contracts. You obviously need that position. He said he wanted to be here.
And he's the one guy that, even though it wasn't great at times, he's the one guy that could actually somewhat slow the run game down. Now you got a huge deficiency there. And then, you know, you've got Dak's contract looming. Jesse, what are your thoughts on your offensive line is disappearing? Are you going to – you're the GM. Are you giving Dak $60 million to play behind that line, or are you – thinking maybe this thing doesn't get done?
No, you don't have a quarterback, you lose a lot business-wise.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't have a quarterback,
that star. Yeah.
Right? So like that keeps you relevant enough. Right?
It gives you a chance.
But then now the pressure mounts because now you're going to say a 4. 60.
Yeah.
You got to be like those other guys.
You really got to earn it.
You got to be, you know.
You got to get into that top five conversation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now.
I mean, according to his brother, he's already there. Let me not do that. All right. I have enough family drama.
I was going to say, come on, Jesse.
I'm sorry. I got enough family drama to deal with already in my life. Yeah. I don't need to add that anymore. That's not my family. That's not a Holly family. I'm already dealing with immediate family members already.
But the longer this goes on, I mean, if they don't extend him,
he's gone,
right?
I mean, they're
in a rebuild.
Yeah.
So are they
not re-signing these players because they're trying to get the money to pay him, or like,
no,
you know,
salary cap hell here, or do you not, you just don't think they're,
but as the making the deals get them out of the salary cap hell,
yeah,
right? Giving Dak the deal. And then the other day he got a $5 million bonus, roster bonus, which they turned into a signing bonus, right? Which alleviated some more cap relief for them, gave them an extra $4 million. But they added 2 voided years into his current contract. You know, we all talk about the voided years. They don't have anything on them, but there's years that you can add there, which kind of opens up the door to say, okay, maybe we can work through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the football, the 2024 brand of football. It's the credit card method, right? A lot of these teams have just begun to do this thing where they add these voided years. It's the new way of how I beat the cap, is I keep adding these voided years to the contract that really have nothing on them. They're no money on them. They're just added years to the contract, and I kick this money down the line. So, for example, they added the 2 years at the end of Dak Prescott's contract. So we know what the cap hit is already. Right. And so even if you go into next year, what you've now given yourself is you've given yourself a window to kick that money down a little bit more. So to take that big money that they will owe him, they'll now take that with the 2 voided years that has no money on it and go, OK, well, we'll just go boop, 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 and break that 60 up over the next couple of years. It's the credit card bill. You can mm-hmm. you can pay the minimum if you want. That's fine, and you'll still have an active credit card.
You just chase it forever.
You're just going to keep chasing it. Yeah. You're eventually going to it's eventually going to have to be paid, mm-hmm. and that's just the nature of the beast. And so, but I think now with Dak is as you get closer and closer to the season, from a longevity standpoint, and you know, players and agents, they'll get a little bit pissed off. They're saying, hey, we want to get a deal done. You know that you got to get a deal done. And we kind of really got you by the kahunas because you can't trade us and you can't franchise us. So if you're willing to take this big cap hit this year, again, that money will just take and they'll just go, well, it won't be as big because we'll just move it line to line and we'll be able to maneuver through that. Well, what's going to happen is now we're going to just walk. We're going to just play this year out, yeah. and then next year I'll enter free agency, and I'll go.
Yeah.
And so now you're playing this. You're playing the Cowboys are playing this gamble game again, and yeah. now you also have to look at if I don't have a quarterback. I think CD deals get done, but now Micah is looming.
Yeah.
And if Micah and his agency looks up, because I believe who is Micah. Is Micah David Malugeta?
Oh, I don't know who
his agent
is. I'm looking at
Micah seems like the kind of guy that's like, I want to go win.
Like, so
I'm not. Shoot. He wants some money.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he wants both.
But if he looks up and he goes, well, if I don't really have, if the quarterback's gone and we're in a rebuild, then maybe I can go chase somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the money, but maybe it's like, you know what? Washington.
David
somebody's Mahal, willing to
yeah, and he is. I tell you one thing about David was Malugeta.
Yeah.
He ain't playing around. This dude, he gets his clients.
Gets paid.
He got the Deshaun Watson deal done. Like you look at all his clients, he gets his clients. Like it used to be Drew Rosenhaus used to be the man.
Mm-hmm.
No, David. This Joker, he don't care about none of that whole
hometown discount. Yeah.
He ain't giving no discount.
No.
He ain't getting no. He going straight to the bank, and you better bring your checkbook. He ain't gonna be no hometown discount with this dude. He's getting folks rich. He's the top dog right now, and right now he has one of the top dog clients. You think he's coming off that?
No. Because he gets paid off of what they get.
He ain't coming
paid.
Off that.
Yeah.
He'll tell you don't want him to be here. No problem.
There's 30.
No problem.
31 yeah. other teams that'll take him.
We'll go elsewhere. Yeah. And he is right now. He is what? Who was the quarterback agent back in the day? He's still an agent now, but he used
Steinberg.
To be, yeah, he is that Joker. He is
a Jerry Maguire.
He story is about this him. This David Malugeta dude. This is the new top dog pit bull vicious agent in the National Football League. His clients. Get wealthy, not
and,
rich.
I would say him and Todd France.
Okay, I'm CAA. Fine with that.
This, he's Dak's agent, but he has all the top every quarterback he has.
Yeah, but this dude.
Yeah, David Moore was saying that as much trouble they're in the salary cap this year, it could be even worse next year.
Well, Dak's cap hit next year, per SpotTrack. Is $40 million.
Yeah. Right. And that's
and he's not on the team.
Yeah.
And that's the money that they'll put into those 40 years if it not gets done. But right? if they just push it down away.
If you re-sign him, you can
do whatever you
don't
want
get that. You don't get change, that hit, right?
You change that
number. Yeah, that goes back into number. The pot.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
you can just push it out. But if he's not here, you don't re-sign him.
No. You gotta
then you gotta.
And every team does this, so it's not just the Cowboys. I was just looking at Jalen Hurts because obviously Jalen just signed this huge deal.
He gets paid like $13 million this year.
Yeah. No, something his like base salary is $1 million, yeah. 1.1, right? So if you go, his last year of the contract is 2028, but if you look at the Eagles cap hit for Jalen Hurts in 2029. $97 million.
Wow, yeah. It's like a balloon payment at the end.
Yeah. And they'll get there and they'll go, "Hey, you want an extension?"
So cool. You get the extension and they'll adjust that.
Yeah, but
and it says cap hit 97.
Wow, and then every year the cap goes up, so you're kind of banking on that because of the revenue.
Correct.
And now there's new streaming services that are paying more money, so every year the TV deals go up and you make more. And And
I don't think it's going to go up $30 million every year, though.
No.
Just letting you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be interesting. What an interesting offseason we've had so far. And we're not even to the draft.
They're putting so much pressure on Will McClain and that scouting department.
This draft, you got to hit this. You cannot have another draft. If you have another draft like you did last year,
you're done.
How can you even fill all these needs?
You can't.
Just in this one draft.
No, you can't.
There's no way. Because you figure, half your draft picks, if you're lucky, contribute the first year? Half? And usually those are backups or spot play guys. Usually you have, two guys that, if you're lucky, that start?
Yeah. Your first two picks.
Your first two guys.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get a third rounder that's like, oh, that we hit on one.
Right.
Sometimes you hit a fifth rounder that's like, oh, yeah, he can be your fourth string guy. On receiver,
you can be a major contributor,
but you're asking
for impact right now starters,
and two of them are on your offensive line
starters.
Yeah,
I need you.
And you
I got
a linebacker.
I got to find starters.
Yeah,
I can't find role players. I have to go normally coming into the offseason, heading into the draft, OTAs, and even training camp. Hey, I know 40-ish guys. We know. Like you usually have 40 guys of your roster. We already know who's going to be here. Like the Cowboys are probably around somewhere 32, 30 guys. Like we know are going to be here, and we're going to guesstimate these other guys.
You know what the good thing about that is?
We get to cover it all.
We get to talk about it for the next 4 months. We will not run out of things to talk about because of that star,
David Mulugeta. If you want to represent me, I'll...
Well, fellas. Hate that Nate wasn't here, but it was good to hang out with y'all for an hour. So much. I mean, we could have gone for another hour, but unfortunately, I have another obligation.
A real job.
In 7 minutes, yeah. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Good seeing you, fellas. We'll see you next week. Jazz, I don't even know, is Jazz back there?
She is not.
Oh, well, thanks for not keeping Chris company. What's my man's name?
Josh.
Thanks for getting us up on all the socials and all the... This is on demand, by the way, because we have Wi-Fi issues in the area. My home's
$1 billion, baby.
My home's affected.
You still can't fight against technology.
You can't.
Billion-dollar company.
I tell you what.
It's $1 billion.
It's not just the star.
I was working from home. I usually work from a coffee shop, and I worked from home yesterday because I had to stay home with Gray.
Yeah.
And... For 4 hours, I couldn't call anybody. No one could call me. I couldn't send or receive text messages. So, I had work calls that I couldn't even tell anybody I'm not going to be on this call.
They're wondering where you are.
Yeah, I just disappeared for 4 hours. And it's you're so attached to technology. Part of me was this is kind of cool. I could just lay around and not do anything. But then part of me was, every 5 minutes, I'm checking to see if the signal's back up. It was terrible. So... Yeah. All right, fellas, this was fun. We'll do it again next week. Maybe we'll get to the rest of your list next week, Kurt.
Sure.
All right.
Just keep banging them out, Kurt. Just keep banging the list out, brother.
Keep banging.
Bang, bang,
bang.
Bang,
bang.
Your list. Go bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang. All right, next time, next week, same time, same place. Maybe we'll get another call in from Nate.
Are we supposed to have a guest next week?
We're finalizing the details.
Okay.
Possibly. Yeah, we may have Nate referred to it.
Might be a Royal Rumble in here.
It might be. We'll see. We'll try to keep...
If he remembers.
So tune in to see if we have a special guest.
And a Royal Rumble.
And shoes. We might not wear shoes next week. On Hanging with the Boys. See you next week.
We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!